Michael Holland stands in the middle of an outdoor market in downtown LA. Shoppers and tourists browse the swirls of stalls selling brightly colored blankets, guitars, masks, t-shirts, but Holland isn't paying attention to any of it. He's fixated on something above, a vine.
It's stretching from one end of the merchant stalls in Alvera Street to the other side.
Yeah, it's just kind of hanging over the pathway here.
Right.
I wouldn't have noticed it if someone didn't point it out to me. I would have walked right under it.
That's actually not an uncommon experience because people are looking at the stalls or looking at the restaurant. They're not necessarily looking up.
But Holland has been looking up. He's LA's official archivist. By day, he catalogs historic records, old photos, even sheet music praising the wonders of Los Angeles. By night, he's an amateur winemaker. So when he saw grapes growing on this historic site, he thought, yeah, I'm going to harvest those. The Alvera Street vine stretches from the market to the Avila Adobe, the city's oldest standing residence. Holland thinks this vine was probably planted around the same time that house was built, in 1818.
Just from the heritage perspective, the historical perspective, this is a highly unique opportunity, and I'd be a fool not to take advantage of it.
Today, he's pruning the vine with some fellow DIY winemakers and an expert, Wes Hagen. He's the consulting winemaker for J. Wilkes Wines in Santa Maria.
The vine wants to grow up, absorb sunlight, produce sugar, and attract birds. Now, we want to get to the fruit before the birds and take the sugar that would have attracted them and turn it into delicious, delicious alcohol.
Hagen's squatting on a roof above the back patio of the adobe. The vine is thick, crunchy, and overgrown, so Hagen starts chopping. He says the heart of the vine isn't getting enough sun to produce the compounds that make for sweeter grapes.
Mm-hmm. So fruit that's grown in shade tastes like green bell peppers, can smell like jalapenos, smells like pyrazine, smells like green bell pepper. It's the exact same compound.
Last year, Michael Holland harvested as many of these grapes as he could to make some wine. He also took some leaf clippings and sent them to UC Davis to have their DNA analyzed. It turns out, this scraggly old vine toughing it out in downtown LA is a direct genetic match to a vine known as Vina Madre, a plant first grown at the San Gabriel Mission, founded in 1771.
Scientifically, it's a first-generation hybrid between Vitis vinifera, the European wine grape, and Vitis gardiana, the wild desert grape in Southern California.
UC Davis's Jerry Dingle says that unique blend likely helped the plant survive all the pests and diseases that eventually wiped out most of LA's wine industry in the late 1800s. The Alvera Street plant was probably a clipping from that Vina Madre vine at the Mission, which means it could be older than the state of California itself. But it's a vine typically used for decoration, not winemaking. That hasn't stopped LA City archivist Michael Holland from trying to make wine with these grapes. He used a vintage recipe to make a fortified dessert wine called an Angelica.
An Angelica seemed to be the kind of thing, well, this is what the Padres would have made. This is what they would have served at Mass.
Since I'm no expert wine taster, I brought someone who is.
It's a very pretty color. It's lighter than I thought it would be.
Rachel McAlee Singh is the lead sommelier at the Beverly Hills foodie haven, The Bazaar by Jose Andres. She says sometimes older vines produce complex flavors that enhance a wine. Is that the case here? She takes a sip and smiles.
Red candied apple. There's almost a little bit of that fig and raspberry jam. But it finishes a little drier than I thought it would.
So you could imagine people drinking this, you know, back in early California's heyday, maybe?
Yeah, I could imagine that, absolutely, yes.
Cool. Well, cheers to some historical wine.
Yes, cheers.
We may never know if these grapes made a decent wine in the 19th century, but at least in the 21st century, they taste just fine. For the California Report, I'm Sandon Totten in Los Angeles.